وامرأة لم تستطيع لم تستطع هديا وإنما جاءت تريد التمتع غير أنها حامت قبل أن تعتمر، فهذه حالها حال عائشة رضي الله عنها. وقد قال لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يكفيك طوافك بالبيت وبين الصفا والمروه لعمرتك لحجك وعمرتك. وهذا هو القران. وثالث انواع القران من لم يسق هديا وجاء يريد تمتعها كتمايق به الوقت فلم يصل الا والناس وقوفا بعرفات، فمثل هذا ينقلب تمتعه قرانا وحاله كحال عروة بن المدرس رضي الله تعالى عنه. واما ثالث اقسام الحجاج فهم المفردون، وهم من قدم بحج فقط، وهؤلاء لا يلزمهم هدي، وهم كالقارن في العمل تماما. فإذا كان يوم التروية وهو الثاني من الحجة، خرجوا جميعا ضحى إلى منى وصلوا بها الظهر والعصر والمغرب والعشاء والفجر، كل صلاة في وقتها، وتقصر الرباعية ركعتين نسكا. فإذا ارتفعت الشمس قليلا دفعوا إلى عرفات، فإذا زالت الشمس صلوا بها الظهر والعصر قصرا وجمعا بأذان واحد وإقامتين، قدموهما إلى وقت الظهر، ثم أمضوا يومهم يدعون ربهم ويذكرون، ولقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة، وخير ما قلت أنا والنبيون قبل عشية عرفة: لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. رواه الترمذي وصححه الألباني. فإذا غربت الشمس وغاب قرصها دفعوا إلى المزدلفة وصلوا بها المغرب والعشاء بأذان واحد وإقامتين، ثم ينامون حتى الفجر فيصلونها، ثم يقومون يدعون مستقبلين القبلة حتى إذا أسفروا جدا دفعوا إلى منى، ولهم أن يلتقطوا حصى يوم النحر سبع حصيات مثل حصى الخز من المزدلفة أو الطريق إلى منى أو حتى من منى. والنساء والضعفاء ومرافقين لهم أن يدفعوا من المزدلفة بعد انتصاف الليل بساعة أو ساعتين. فإذا وصلوا إلى منى بدأوا برمي جمرة العقبة بسبع حصيات يكبرون مع كل حصاة، ثم نحر المتمتع والقارن هديه وحلقوا أو قصروا وليس للمرأة إلا التقصير، ثم اغتسلوا وتطيبوا ولبسوا أحسن لباسهم غير الإحرام وخرجوا إلى مكة ليطوفوا للإفاضة، ويسعى متمتع وجوبا على القول الصحيح وقارن ومفرد يا من قبل، ويرجع الجميع الى منى يقيمون بها ذلكم اليوم يوم العاشر وليله الحادي عشر ويوم الثاني عشر. فمن اراد ان يتعجل غادر منى ذلك اليوم قبل مغيب الشمس بعد ان يكون قد رمى بعد الزوال، ومن تاخر الى الثالث عشر فهو خير، كما قال الله عز وجل: فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى. وليس هناك عمل في هذه الأيام إلا ذكر الله ورمي الجمار، ولا يؤمن إلا بعد الزوال، ثم يخرجون إلى مكة إلا متعجلين يوم الثاني عشر أو متأخرين يوم الثالث عشر، فيطوفون بالوداع ولا يبقون فيها بعده إلا إن كان هناك صلاة غريبة قريبة فينتظرها ويصلي، ثم ينصرف إلى بلده مباشرة. ويسقط طواف الوداع عن امرأة حامت قبل أدائه، وأما من حامت قبل الإفاضة فإنها إن لم يمكنها البقاء بمكة إلى حين ظهرها أو الرجوع إليها من بلدها بعد ظهرها قبل الجمعة وليس زيارة المسجد النبوي من الحج، ولكن من أمكنه زيارة المسجد والصلاة فيه فذلك خير. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فإنه لما كان لأهل الموقف أوفر الحظ من هذه الأيام المباركات، فقد حظي غير الحجاج بحظ وافر من الأعمال الصالحات. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام، يعني العشر. قالوا: يا رسول الله، ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. رواه أبو داود وصححه الألباني. كما هي هذه الأعمال التي يمكن لغير الحاج القيام بها في أيام العشر؟ إنها أعمال كثيرة، منها ما هو خاص بها كالذكر بقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام أعظم ولا أحب إلى الله العمل فيهن من هذه الأيام العشر، فأكثروا فيهن من التهليل والتكبير والتحميد. رواه الإمام أحمد. وقال البخاري رحمه الله: كان ابن عمر وأبو هريرة رضي الله عنهما يخرجان إلى السوق في أيام العشر يكبران ويكبر الناس بتكبيرهما. وقال أيضا: وكان عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه يكبر في قبته أي خيمته بمنى، فيسمع أهل المسجد فيكبرون ويكبر أهل السوق حتى ترتج منى تكبيرا. ومن هذه الأعمال التي يقوم بها غير الحجيج في أيام العشر من ذي الحجة صوم يوم عرفة، لما ثبت عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده. رواه مسلم. ومنها صلاة العيد، ومنها الأضحية، ولا يجزئ فيها إلا ما تم له خمس سنوات من الإبل، وسنتان وما تم له سنتان من البقر، وما تم له سنة من المعز، ومن الظأن ما تم له ستة أشهر. وينبغي أن تكون خالية من العيوب، كما في حديث البراء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أربع لا تجوز في الأضاحي: العوراء البين عورها، والمريضة البين مرضها، والعرجاء البين ضلعها، والكثيرة وفي لفظ العجفاء أي الهزيلة التي لا تنقي. رواه أحمد وأصحاب السنن بسند صحيح. وأعظم ما يقوم به المسلم في هذه الأيام بعد أداء الفرائض هو ابتعاده عن مساقط الله عز وجل، فلا يراك الله مسرفا مبذرا ولا مضيعا لما أوجبه عليه، مع إباحته لعباده أن يفرحوا في هذه الأيام ويدخل الشرور على أهليهم وذراريهم، ولكن دون ما إسراف ولا مخيلة. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، وصلوا وسلموا على رسول الله، فقد أمركم ربكم بذلك بقوله: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. واعلموا عباد الله أن الله قد أمركم، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مبارك دوب عدو في السفر، حياكم الله في الشوزي في الخطبة of today.
He began the khutbah by praising Allah, the one who invented the religion for us, as he invented it in the people of Nuh and Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, that we have to establish the deen, the religion, upon the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the way he subhanahu wa ta'ala defended the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and not to dispute and split upon the deen, but to keep the unity. Yeah. And there are witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, who commanded us not to worship anything or anyone but He subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave and messenger of Allah, who was sin. In a time where there was no messenger on the earth alive, and the ways were unclear for the people, so Allah Ta'ala guided with him, whom He subhanahu wa ta'ala will from the misguidance, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala brought fighting to through him to those who could not see the light of the truth. So may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and all of his good family, as well as his wife, the woman of justice, the mother of the believers, and his companions, the great companions, especially those four of them, the Khulafa, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and all those who follow them in a good way to the day of resurrection. After all, there are people in these days, in the 10 days of the Hujjah, people are of two kinds, of two types. One side, for each side there is a duty to do. As the first side is people who are performing Hajj. And these are three categories. One is called Mutamatti'u. And these are the ones who came to the Haram, to Mecca, in the journey of Hajj with the intention of Hajj Tamattu'. With the intention of Hajj Tamattu', during the month of Hajj, on the first day of Shawwal. Now, so these people will come to the Masjid al-Haram and perform tawaf and sa'i, and this is considered to be for Umrah. And then they come on the state of Ihram, and everything was made provision for them would be permissible for them. Whatsoever made provision for them because of the Ihram is now permissible for them because they have done the Umrah and they came off the state of Ihram, and they would, with a condition that they don't go back to where they live. They don't go back to where they live, because if they go, they are not traveling any longer. That's not traveling. Some people take the opinion of that if you perform Umrah during the month of Hajj, even if you go back home and you come back in the same year, then you are still mutamatti'. But you know, majority of the ulama, sahaba, and others said that whoever goes back to his homeland, meaning where he lived, not to tell it to be homeland, meaning the first homeland where you born, no, but where you live, where you are resident. Now, if you go back to that destination, then you have cut your tamattu'. You have cut your tamattu'. So you, that umrah is an independent umrah. If you want to do tamattu', you will have to do another umrah. Then, in the journey of Hajj, you will come back. The second category of the people of the Hajjaj are those who are called Qari. And these are people who came with the intention of Hajj and Umrah together. One duty, but the intention is for Hajj and Umrah. So, they are similar to the Mutamatti'in in the intention. But in the action, they are similar to the Mufridin. They will do the same as the Mufrid. What they do, they come to the Haram and perform Tawaf al-Qudum. They perform for Arabic. That is Sunnah. That is Sunnah. And at the same time, they perform Sa'i for Hajj in advance. They perform Sa'i of Hajj in advance. Now, and then they remain in their Ihram. Not like the Mutamatti'in, they come out of their Ihram. No, they remain in their Ihram. It's forbidden for them to enjoy wine, forbidden for them to cut nails or hair, forbidden for them to wear any normal clothes, forbidden for them to wear perfume, naam, until the day of the Tarwiyah, which is the 8th of the Hijjah. So these people are the Qari. The Qari are of three types. The Qari, or Hajj Quran, is only for three people. Not three people in number, but three types of people. One is somebody who born to survive animal women from beyond the Miqat. Who buys it after the Miqat, that is not Qari. And it's not Qari. It becomes with intention of Tamasa, if you can buy from between the Miqat and Makkah. And he's considered Mutamatti. But if he just bought it from the Miqat or before the Miqat, then he is not Mutamatti, even if he intends to do to Mecca, he's Tamasa addition to Iran. This type is exactly the life of the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As if Rasulullah said, if I did not bring my sacrifice with me, I would have changed it to Umrah. Like you, when he commanded them. So, the one who brings his animal with him, he will have no choice. He will have to perform Hajj Quran. Only one choice. Because bringing the animal from before the Miqat prevents the existence of Tamattu' or Ifrad. It will make you in a narrow area. You have to do on your Quran. Now, this is the original type of Quran. We have two, what we call it, emergency Quran. Emergency Quran. What is emergency Quran? A woman who comes with the intention of Tamattu'. But just before she comes to Mecca for Umrah, she does the menses. She does the menses. Now, this woman cannot do Umrah because she has menses. What does she do? Now, the intention is changed automatically to Quran. Because she can want it to change Hajj and Umrah. Allah will not give them that. The reward will be for Hajj and Umrah. But the duty will be only for Hajj. The work of duty will be only for Hajj. The reward will be for Hajj and Umrah. Now, this is the life of the case of Aisha radiallahu anha. Because Aisha, when they came to Hajj, in a place called Taraz, before Makkah, she had mentioned. And she cried before the Prophet and told her, this is something Allah Ta'ala decreed for women, for the daughters of Adam. So do everything that Iblis can do, except that you don't perform a lot. Of course, Salah is normally known that it cannot be done. Now, and the third case of emergency Quran is the case of Urwa ibn Mudarris. Urwa ibn Mudarris is a companion, came from Hai, from Tayyip. It used to be called Tayyip at that time. He came from Tayyip, Hai, but he could not catch the Prophet Quran and the Sahaba except in Muzdalifah. He arrived, they already came to Muzdalifah. He stood in Arab for some time and then he went to Muzdalifah and found the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praying there, and then he prayed Fajr with them. Then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I came from Tayyip. And then myself and my camel tire. A camel is not going to survive, remember. Somebody would say, okay, he came with his camel. He said, no, this camel is transportation. That's your car. You didn't take a rental car. Otherwise, you need a Range Rover to pick a driver. So he came, and the Prophet of Allah said to him, whoever prays this prayer without meaning Fajr and Muzdalifah, and he was already stood, and he already stood, and sometime in Arafah, day or night, what is the meaning of day or night? Day of Arafah and night of Muzdalifah. You cannot go on the night of Arafah in Arafah and then you go direct to Muzdalifah. No, that is not considered. Arafah is only considered from daytime, not from night time. Now, so this is the person who comes late. Can I go to go? And today many people ask, our Hamla, our group is going to Makkah on the 8th. Shall we do Tamattu and make all the Tahi? The 8th is the day of Hajj, not day of Umrah. The Ajjaj, the Mutamatta'in, now they're coming to the Ihram. How can you do the Umrah? So it is better for you to make it Ibrah. To make it Ibrah. Naam? But if he already got into the infusion, and he has some time to do the Umrah, then it is Tamattu. But if he comes yani, in a very limited time, or the Hamla, the groom say we cannot go to Makkah, we'll go to Mina directly, then he will change to Quran automatically. It will be changed to Quran like Allah. Now, both will go on the day of Arafah, or yani, night of Muzdalifah. Some people still wish to go to Hajj. Now, and they say, at the police station, the checkpoint, they let us in at the end day, at the end of the Arafah day, or on the night after Maghrib, after Isha, on Arafah day, they let us in with the Ihram. So no problem, go to Arafah direct. You don't go to Makkah and the Tawaf, no. No time now. You go to Arafah, stand for an hour or something like that, dua, and then go to Muzdalifah. Stay there, pray Fajr with them, alhamdulillah, I've done Hajj. Easy. He didn't need to, yani, or do anything wrong. You can do it, you still can do it. Naam? Like all of them together. These are the three types of Quran. The last category of the Hajjat is the Muslims. The Muslims are people who came with the intention of Hajj only. These people, they don't have to slaughter. Not like the Qarim and Mutamatta, they will have. And this slaughtering is Hadi, not Umhiya. And it is not Kafara, it is not Fidya. Fidya is the Kafara for instinct in Hajj. So now, Tamattu and Quran will slaughter an animal, a sheep, or a goat, or one shipment of cow or camel, that is for Hajj. That is Hajj for Hajj. If it is kafara, you cannot share. Some people think that they some people made mistakes, then they want cow or camel. They say no. Mistake is everyone, one head. You want it a sheep, a goat, a cow, a camel, one head. Now, in the Umhiya and the Hadi, you can share. You can share the cow and camel. And two children. But you cannot share the kafara. Kafara cannot be shared. And kafara, some ulama say, must be either goat or sheep. It cannot be cow. It cannot be cow. Some of the ulama say like that. So this, the Muslims, they don't have to slaughter. They don't have to slaughter. But in the act of Hajj, in the duty, they are like the Quran. They go to the Haram, make Tawaf al-Qudum, Sa'i for Hajj in advance, and they remain in the state of the Haram. Until the 10th of the Hijjah. Until the 10th of the Hijjah. So, all the Hijjah, when it is the Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day of Tarwiyah, which is the 8th of Hijjah, they will all leave Mecca to Mina. They go to Mina before the war, every car. And they remain in Mina, pray Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr of the night. They pray each prayer in its time. They pray each prayer in its time. And then they shorten the 4 rak'ah prayer to 2 rak'ah prayer. And no rawatib. There is no rawatib before Zohar, after Zohar, only Fajr. Only Fajr you are allowed to do the 2 rak'ah before Fajr. And Muslim, of course. They remain there up until the sun rises a little bit, then they move to Muzdalifah and then to Arafah. When they are in Arafah, they remain there until it is time for Dhuhr. So they pray Dhuhr and Asr. Even if it is Jum'ah, there is no Jum'ah in no Jum'ah for the Hijjah. What do they pray? And if Jum'ah comes, for example, this year Jum'ah will be on the 13th. They don't pray Jum'ah in Hajj. They don't pray Jum'ah in Hajj. They pray Zohar. Naam? So what they do? They pray Zohar and Asr, Jam'ah Taqdeem, in at the time of Zohar. One Adhan, two Iqamah, and two Rak'ah, Zohar, two Rak'ah Asr. And no option of prayer. No option of prayer at all. And then, if they can listen to the khutbah of the khatib there, that would be good. If not, they then make another khutbah like maybe those. Yani they assign one khatib and they make khutbah. No, that's wrong. It's only one khutbah. At the time of Rasulullah SAW, although there were no speakers, no microphones, no media, but he and more than 100,000 were from Hajj with him, he gave only one khutbah. In Arafah there was only one khutbah. He did not tell Abu Bakr to go to the north of Arab and make khutbah, Umar go and tell them make khutbah. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. And it is not because, oh, we are Indians, we cannot understand Arabic, let us make one Indian khatib. Say, no, this is also wrong. If you can't hear it, if you don't understand it, all what you need to do is after saying no and after, you just start making your dua. And they said, that's it. That's it. So, he saw Allah after he finished the prayers and the khutbah, he went directly to the Jabal, the mountain of Ilala. They call it Ar-Rahma, Jabal Ar-Rahma. It's called the mountain of Ilala, Ilala. This is its name in Arabic, Ilala. Now, and he saw Allah came behind the Jabal, the mountain, faced it, faced, and he faced the Kaaba, and the mountain was between him and the Kaaba. He did not climb the mountain like the people do today. No, any of the Sahaba climbed. No one. No one. So he just remained there by the mountain and raised his hand and made dua. Many people think that you have to stand up. No, you don't have, because of Sahaba Salam was on the cover all the time. So even you don't have to stand. You can sit, no problem. You can lay down, no problem. But the important thing is you deep use of the time in dua and dhikr. Naam? And Isa Salam said, as in the hadith, by reported by Tirmidhi, as indicated by Albani, he said, خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة. This dua is the dua of the day of Arafah. وخير ما قلت انا والنبيون قبل عشية عرفة. And the best of what I said, you and me, in the day of Arafah, لا ولا شريك له ولا يمكن والحمد على كل شيء قدير. So this is the best ذكر you do. And what is difficult in there? Nothing is easy. All Muslims can do that. Almost even you Muslims. You just come and say La ilaha illallah. Even if you cannot say the rest of it, just La ilaha illallah is enough. You just keep repeating La ilaha illallah. Now, so when you find it and disappears completely, then you move to Mizalda. All that have to move to Mizalda. And pray Maghrib and Isha there in Mizalda. Not on the way, because some people in Fusion praying on the way because time for Maghrib. I say no, Osama ibn Zayd reminded the Prophet of that it is time of Maghrib and it is going. It's about to be gone. He said to Osama, As-salatu amaman. The Maghrib prayer is only ahead of you, meaning in Muzdalifa. So when they arrived to Muzdalifa, they prayed Maghrib and Isha with one adhan and two qahwa. Maghrib to your adhan is a two qahwa. After that, if they want to pray with you, some of the ulama say it's allowed. Otherwise, not any narrator that Rasulullah even prayed with you. But Jabir came, after he finished prayer, Maghrib and Isha, he lay down and slept. Until Fajr. If you want to eat, if you are hungry, but not overeat, not a habit. Today people eat as a habit. There's not a lot of time looking for food, eating. Then, long time wasted, infused by the toilet. So, wasting time. It's a habit. It's only a habit. The Rasulullah s.a.w. in Arabic did not even have lunch. And that's why the Sahaba did not eat. So he commanded them to break their fast. They did not because they did not see him eating or drinking. They felt that he's fasting, but he wants to eat with them. So Umm Salama said to him, if you take a pot of milk and drink in front of them, so he went out with a pot of milk and drank in front of them so they break their fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained all the day of Arafah, nothing else he ate. Only that milk. And when he came to Muzdalifa, nobody of the Sahaba said, none of the Sahaba said that he ate anything. But he prayed Maghrib and Isha and slept. Why? Because he was tired of the work that he did. And tomorrow, there is hard work to do. That's the thing to do. So you need to rest. So you do the worship, short. But if you are too hungry, then no problem to eat something to kind of just kill hunger. Not, I want some cup of tea, I want a cup of coffee, and they go look for tea and come each other. It's not, you are in a few hours journey. When it goes, you cannot recover them, you cannot beat it. Allah, you cannot recover them. Finish. It's gone. When it is gone, it's gone. Another 12 months of disappear. Allah knows this if you are going to be alive until next year. And who can guarantee you this promise to God as well? Maybe you say, now we can say, these few hours, you may not see them until 5 years ahead. So you have to use your time. Food, drink, in Mina, I don't say after Hajj, but in Mina, you will have a lot of Allah Salaam says, Ayyamu Mina, Ayyamu Akhi Mishun, wa Likrillah. The days of Mina are days of eating, drinking, and remembering. They eat as much as they like. And drink as much as you like. But in Arabah, there is a plea, leave it for the ibadah. Just leave it for the ibadah. Now, and then, after you say, Fajr, you stand towards the Qibla with your hand making du'a, supplication. Until it comes a little bit, the white light appears. Then you move, you don't wait for the sunrise. Then you move to Mina. On the way to Mina, you can't take 7 stones, only 7 stones. For the Jamrat al-Aqaba on that day. You can't take them from Muzdalifa, from the way from Mina. Even from Mina, you still can't take them, no problem. رحمك الله. Once you arrive enough, and for the women and weak people, they can leave an hour or 2 hours after midnight. 1 or 2 hours after midnight, they can leave. They can leave Muzdalifa to Mina. What for? So it become easy for them to do the ritual of the next day. Not as some, you know, opinion of this, some scholars say, they go to Mina but they wait until the sunrise. If they wait until the sunrise, the whole crowd that they run off will catch them. Asma bint Abu Bakr went to Mina at night and stone at night and went to the Haram and did Tawab at night. So no problem to go. And even you can't go direct to Haram, but there is no problem to go. Direct to the Haram and make a Tawab and then come back. So, but the best to do is, once you arrive to Mina, you stone Jamrat al-Aqaba with 7 stones. And then, if you have animals to slaughter, you go slaughter. If you hire someone, if you delegate it to someone like the Sun Bank or so or whatsoever, no problem. But slaughtering does not relate to coming off the Haram. Does not relate to it. What relates to coming off the Haram is eating. Stoning, tawaf, and shaving. Or haircut. So if you do stoning on that day and then you have your haircut or shave your head in Mina, then you take shower with the perfume, wear the best of your clothes. Namur ihram, haram. Namur ihram. And then you go to the Haram, perform tawaf al-ifada, which is rukun, abdila. And then, if you have sa'i, if you have someone who must have sa'i like tamattu or mubrid or karim who did not perform sa'i before, then you do tawaf and sa'i and come back to Mina. What do you do? Nothing, only dhikr. Only dhikr. But backbiting is not from dhikr. Surrendering is not from dhikr. Mocking people is not from dhikr. This is not from dhikr at all. Take it from me. It's not. Wallahi, I swear by Allah. Riba, namima, lying, and speaking easily is not from the dhikr. It is from dhikr shaitan, not from dhikr rahmah. Now, so stay away from it. Stay away from it. Whatever the reason is, some people say, oh, but it is to clarify the situation of this mubtada'. Okay, not today, not today. Today is not for that. Today is to purify your heart. Just stay there to purify your heart. Anybody speaks to you about so and so, Muhammad al-Maliki, or this or that, put your fingers in your ears and say, okay, this day is for my dhikr. This day is for my dhikr. Now, after Hajj, come with it and speak about what is not that part of the surrender. Now, why is that? Because there is some brother insists even in this place. Wallahi, I told him even in Tawaf. Because they consider this ibadah. They consider this is ibadah. Then what ibadah? You and me. You mean what's supposed to be done here for something else. And that's wrong. That's wrong. So, after that you come back to Mina, and you remain in Mina that day, 11, 12. And if you want to leave early, leave before 10:30 or 12. If you remain in Mina, until sunset or until there is no time left, no enough time left for you to go out, and then you decide and say, no, halas, now you cannot. Now you cannot leave. But if you have enough time to prepare your things and you got on your bus or something like that, but You are the middle of the car or the job. And it becomes Maghrib, Sunset, Isha, Midnight, Fajr, you still continue on going. Because it wasn't yani, your attention. But when you stay until like 5 o'clock and there is only 30 or 40 minutes for Maghrib, how can you go out of Mina in this yani, car and this time? So it means that you have delayed, so now you don't, you're not allowed to leave. You have to stay until the next day. Staying until the 13th is more reward. More reward. And this car. More reward and this car. And Haram, this car. By the experience, it's this car. Because first, many people leave. And I'm wondering, even those who come from outside the country and they have hotels in Mecca, they leave on the first. They are staying until 20 in Mecca. So why are you in Ali? But they leave, subhanAllah. Anyway, in these days 11, 12, 13, stoning must be after the Zuhr. Cannot be before the Zuhr. Cannot be. Jabir Muslim said Rasulullah sallam did not stone on Ayyam al-Tashriq with Ayyam al-Tashriq before the Zuhr. Don't say I am on this madhab, I am on that madhab. All Shaykh Rasul said, Jabir radiallahu anhu clearly saying that in Sahih Muslim that Rasulullah sallam only stone after the Zuhr. After that, so not standing before the Lord, not standing before the Lord whatsoever. Now, then you leave Mina, you come to Mecca and do Tawaf al-Wada. Tawaf al-Wada is not for the people of Mecca. People of Mecca are those who are living within the boundaries of Mecca, boundaries of the Arab. Even those who live on the New District, outside the boundaries right now, Tan'im, used to be out of Mecca. Now it is one district of Mecca. None of this is behind it. Now, so even these people will have to do, Rabat. Not because it is under one governor, no, that is not related. There is a boundary with the Haram. Boundary with the Haram. Now, if you live outside Jeddah, Bahrain, Sharai, whatsoever, you will still have to perform Tawaf al-Wada'. Now, Tawaf al-Wada' is obligatory when everyone is sent a woman who has minted before it. Woman who has minted before Tawaf al-Ibadah cannot leave Mecca. If she is able to remain in Mecca until she gets out of the mincid and then she performs Tawaf al-Ifadah, which would be enough for her for Tawaf al-Ifadah and Wada'ah. Not combined or intended Ifadah and Wada'ah. No, there is nothing like that. Because Ifadah is rukn, Wada'ah is wajib. So we do this Tawaf or the Ifadah, which is the rukn. And it will be enough for, it will be sufficient for Tawaf al Wada'. Women was the mentioned before Tawaf al Ifadah. Some people say, and they ask, can she perform only Sa'i? Because Sa'i outside the Haram say, no, even Sa'i she cannot do. Because there is no Sa'i without Tawaf. There is no sa'i, there is tawaf without sa'i. There. There is no sa'i without tawaf. There is no sa'i without tawaf. So she cannot perform sa'i when she is in the mincid because oh, Mat'a is outside the Haram. Not to be outside the Haram. But now, Mat'a and Hayy al-Ghazza are all in the Haram now. Inside the Haram. So it is not permissible for her to perform sa'i only except with Tawaf. shall see will then want to out and cry and leave. Someone would say, but he did not do tawaf last. So no, this tawaf is considered for this case. Because she did not have, because Aisha radiallahu anha, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to leave Mecca, she said, how come people go with Hajj and Umrah and they go with Hajj? And he said to her, your first tawaf and sa'i is enough. Meaning on the center of the Hijjah, on Yom al-Nahr, your tawaf, ibadah and sa'i for Hajj is enough for both. She said, it's still here, I'm not converted. He then told Abdurrahman ibn al-Waqir, her brother, to accompany her to Sina'in, to make the Ihram for Umrah, and she came for Ihram for Umrah. And this also shows that, not like some ulama said that it is obligatory to do Tawaf al-Wada' even for Umrah. Because Aisha did Umrah, and she did not do Tawaf al-Wada'. Now, women who had done Tawaf al-Ifada, but on the 11th, for example, she had a meeting. Now, at the time of Tawaf al-Wada', she was still a meeting. Tawaf al-Wada' is not obligatory on the time. She can go without. As he said, tell him, take the Sabiya, then to Aid Nakhab, his wife, the mother of believers, radiallahu anha. He said that her first Tawaf, which is Tawaf al-Wada', is enough for both Tawaf al-Wada' and Wada'. Naam. This is all what about, and then I ended up by saying that by this, the Hajj is finished. Hajj is finished. And visiting the Masjid al-Nabawi is not from Hajj. It is not part of Hajj. Even for those who come from outside Saudi Arabia, it's not part of Hajj. But it is good to go and visit the Masjid al-Nabawi, not visit the Prophet. No, but in the Masjid. Pray in the Masjid. I pray in the Masjid Nabawi. One prayer is equals 1,000 prayers in any other Masjid. And when you are there, yes, you are allowed to visit the Prophet of Salaam grave, Abu Bakr, Umar, the graveyard of Al-Baqiyah, and the graveyard of Uhud. And Masjid Quba, this is the only place where you visit in Medina. People go Masjid Quba and say, what is so special about Quba? Nothing. Nothing is special about Quba. What is special about the seven Masajid, they say, seven Masajid in Khandaq area? Nothing. Nothing is special. What is really important and special is Masjid Nabawi, because one Salah equals 1,000 Salah. Masjid Quba, because two rak'ah, or three rak'ah, it was Umrah. That's something great. Now, and in the second khutbah, second part of the khutbah, we said, we praise Allah Ta'ala, and then, then I said, as the people of Hajj, the people of Hajj, have a great share of good deeds in these days, same thing for those who are not performing Hajj. Allah Ta'ala gave them also some duties to do. Now, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith reported by Abu Dawood and the Prophet Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, and the Prophet ﷺ by Albani, Isa ﷺ said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ فِيهَا حَمْدُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. He said, there is no end day that the good deed in them is more beloved to Allah, before Allah Ta'ala, from these days. From these days, meaning these 10 days of the Hijjah. Then the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, not even jihad for the sake of Allah. He said, no, even not the jihad for the sake of Allah, except for a man who go out by himself and his work. By himself and everything that he owns. He said, and he never come back with anything of it. He is killed and his work is gone. Now, this is the only, this is, sin in these days. But the good deeds are better in the yani, they are highly rewarded in this day. What are these good deeds that other than that can do in this day? These are many deeds. Many deeds. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned some special worship in these days. The like of what Imam Ahmad reported, ما من أيام أعظم ولا أحب إلى الله العمل بهن من هذه العشر فأكثر بهن من التهليل والتكبير والتحميد. There are no days that the good deed is greater and more beloved before Allah Ta'ala in any days than these 3 days. So, do a lot of tahleel, takbir and tahmeed. La ilaha illallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala said in his book Sahih, Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar, and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu used to come out and use the day to the truth, to the market. And they make the clear, so loudly, so people make the clear with them. He also reported that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Khalifa. He used to make takbir in his tent in Mina loudly. So the people in the masjid Masrukhim, they hear it. So they make takbir. Up until all the people in the market in the street of Mina and the road of the street of Mina, they all make takbir. To limit that Mina is shaykh. Only their voice. Meaning it is very loud, very loud. Not like today. People make takbir if they make takbir. It's the opposite. The deep shame. As they said after Salatullah to the Arabs. And the people in the West, the Muslims in the West, mashallah, they feel pride of their religion. And they do takbir loudly, making the kuffar hear it. Here we want Muslims, we want to hear it. We only hear your voice when you shout at your brother. We can't hear your voice when you remember and do remembrance of Allah. In Serbia, you see people in Iraq. What you don't know as the example. No one speaks. Only you may be seen of it. What is that? This is not correct. This worship, although the worship should be hidden, but this worship should be open. Loud. Talbiyah and takbir in the days of the Hijra. Now, so, and from the good deeds that Muslim with not doing Hajj can do in these days of 10 days of the Hijra, it's fasting the day of Arafah. Fasting the day of Arafah. As it is reported in Sahih Muslim, the Rasulullah said and said about fasting the day of Arafah, أحتسب على الله إن كفر السنة التي قبلها والسنة التي بعدها. Fasting the day of Arafah will get the sins of one fasting and one coming here. And one coming here. And from this is Salatul Eid. Salatul Eid. Although it is not obligatory out of every Muslim, but yet it is very, very highly rewarded prayer. You go out and pray with the Muslims. Even women and children, everyone goes out. As in the hadith of Ibn Atiyyah reported by the Sheikh Mariah. And from this is the Udhiyah. The Udhiyah. It's an animal you throw for on this day that Allah Ta'ala rewards behind. Now, but this Udhiyah, you must know the characteristics of it. And it is only from 3 types of animals. Or let's say 4. Camels, cows, goats, sheep. Because are not slaughtered an animal, even if it's bigger. You cannot slaughter thousands of chicken. It's not okay. It has to be one of these four things. Now, even though each person has to slaughter that. When you say each person wants to do it there. But he can slaughter on behalf of himself and his family, no problem. But if seven neighbors want to slaughter, they cannot share one sheep. Now it's not allowed. But they don't have money. Okay, either they donate to one of them, and Allah will reward them for donation. Now, either the donated, you say, okay, we cannot, I have, it is 700 dirhams. And every one of us has only 100. So what we do? Okay, we give, one of us, maybe 700 each other. But not on behalf of others, now. They are, rewarded for donation, but not for Israel. Now, but if there's a camel or a cow, you can't share. You can't share. And if it's 700, each one pay 100, and each one has 1%. Now, these animals from camels must be 5 years old, not younger than that. Not younger than 5 years old. Cows 2 years old and older. Goats 1 year and sheep 6 months. Now remind me, goat is the one with the horn, and the same one, the crazy one. And the sheep is the one with the milk, with the favorite meat for milk. Now, and these animals must be free of certain defects. As in the hadith of Al-Bara' ibn Azib رضي الله تعالى عنه, which is reported by Ahmad and Ashab al-Sunan. He said, أربع لا تجوز بالأظاهر. Four things, whenever one of them found in the animal of Ukhra, because he is not accepted. What are these? العوراء, البين عوراء, the one eye. If the animal has one eye completely off, that partially, maybe one eye is good, the other can, the animal can feel it, then it becomes permanent. But when it cannot see with one eye completely, and one eye completely blind, then it is not good. Why? Because this animal would be weak. And the meat would not be good. And you have to slaughter this. Because when this animal goes through and blood, it can only see one side. Maybe she eats and it took the dry side and cannot see the fresh side. So that's why it's not allowed. Al-Mariba, a sick one. Al-Bayyin Mariba, not only a sickness, but a sickness which can be seen by any normal common person. When you see a sheep or you know that this is fake. Even if you don't know anything about animals, this can be recognized easily. And the reason saying sickness that only the expert can know, no. Sickness that anybody can see and know. If you see an animal without running without, you know that it is sick. So you don't give it. You don't close it. Why? Because this sickness might هام فيه. والأرجاء البين ضلعها. And even if it lost one lick, but not, يعني, it's limping. It's limping, you know? When it limps, why? Because it cannot run. It cannot run. When the curtains open for them to go and eat, everyone will go and eat first. And this animal is limping, cannot reach at a time where she can eat well. So like this, you cannot slaughter for Ubhiya or for Hajj. والكثيرة أنا أو العجفاء أو الهديرة من الهديرة one. You see one, the bones of the chick, that's shape. Why are you supposed to do this? When you want to feed people with skin or what? This is not good, not good for your Ubhiya. Not good for Ubhiya. Now, so these are four. I forgot to mention something in the khutbah, it's the time of slaughter. You cannot slaughter before Qalatul Eid, and you cannot slaughter after Maghrib of the Kafir of the Hajjah. If you slaughter before Qalatul Eid, then it is not okay. You can eat the meat. But you can make sadaqa, but not okay. If you slaughter, if you delay it until sunset on the 13th of the Hajjah, then it is not considered to be a khayyam. It can't be for the it can be for you, for your family, but it's not okay. So the time is from after Qalatul Eid until Zakhmi was on the 13th of the Hajjah. And then I ended the khutbah by saying that the gift of what the Muslim can do in these 10 days after the obligatory worship is to refrain from all the sins. This is the gift of what you can do. If you can't struggle against yourself not to go with sin, lying, backbiting, surrendering, looking to haram, etc., then you are doing the good of me. Because abandoning the sin is a worship. It's a worship. It's a great worship. So if you can maintain that these days, believe me, inshallah ta'ala, for Hajj, you will be so strong. But if these days, and I know people these days, they prepare what movies they're going to see on the first day, what movies they're going to see on the second day, and they prepare for mixed parties, and they prepare for, anything wrong. And that, of course, can waste the time. Also wasting money. They say, okay, we are in a big day. Bring bigger to our family. Okay, how? They waste the money. They take into the, what do you call that, the park. It's where the electric gender. And they will start the money there. Okay, this is not how to please your family. You want to please your family, you, 5, 4, 6 brothers, with your families, go out for Christmas, bring a cheese, slaughter in front of them, cook a barbecue, play with them. Play with your family. Now, this is the way how you bring business to your family, and by that I ended up the khutbah from Allah Ta'ala to bless us all. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak, ala nabiyyina Muhammad, ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, kushin, shikana wa jinnah. Yes, sir. Cannot complete it. You mean you start with it? You start with it? Any optional prayer, once you start it, you have to finish it. Unless except fasting. Optional fasting, you can break it anytime. knowledge, even if you just want to break it, just come back. But optional prayer, optional tawaf. Now, you cannot break. You cannot break it at the middle. If you start it, you have to open it. You have to break it. Now, but if you could not even start, you could not, if you could not start, tawaf al-qudum. We say tawaf al-qudum is sunnah. And tawaf al-ibad is rukun. Rukun will take over the sunnah. Will take over the sunnah, no problem. Yeah. Good question. The rukun is what the non-subjad shnotam. But the hadith is what the ajab shnotam. In Makkah. The difference is good question. But the difference is the hadith can only be shnotam in Makkah. Only now. Only. The rukun can be shnotam anywhere. And the bridge is to be floated where the person is. Where the person is at that time. But again, it is also, yani, it is permissible to show to, yani, delegate someone in other countries to float the person. The obvious. Not advisable, but it is permissible. Now.
You are
going
to go
on
the
knees
and
take a little bit of help.
You are
going to come into Arabic. Yes, people who live, people who can't come to the Haram, this question, it says, people who live here in Jordan, what advice given to them to perform, and they are going on the 8th of the Hijjah. To perform Hajj, Israel or Tamakka. I say the advice is that anybody who can come to the Haram during the year for Umrah is better to do Israel. As Abu Bakr and Umar, Ali radiallahu anhu, used to do, and some part of, yani, some years of the Khilafah of Uthman. So, يعني إفراد is good for them. It's good for them. Why? Because they keep coming. As Umar رضي الله عنه used to command the people to come for إفراد. And he said, I don't want the people to abandon the Haram after Hajj. So they can't do tawaf and Umrah, and that's why they don't come back. No. And people who are living, يعني, in Saudi Arabia, wherever in Saudi Arabia, they still can come in Israel. Any type of things, cars, they still can come easily. Now, so it is better for them to do as if I. So, Lord, is there a question? No, not in London. If this is a situation that it was fit, no problem. Because this is still not there. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, there are three tawafs in Hajj. There are three tawafs in Hajj. One is sunnah, that is qudra. One is rukun, qila, that is ifada. One is wajib, obligatory, that is rida. Now, you can drop the qudra. Even if you wish to go on direct to Mina, you can, no problem. Because it is only sunnah. But you cannot drop the qila anyway. Anyway, as you said, even a woman who had menses before the 10th of the Hijjah. And she remained with menses until 13. And now she has to leave because her flight is going today. What can she do? She built nabi or something like that and perform tawaf, even if she is a menses. Because tawaf and ibada cannot be done, not at all. Not at all. Tawaf and ibada can only be brought to a woman who is in menses and already done all of the father. It's a thing. If you are mutamassiah, you have to do it all inside. If you are liberating and did not perform all the Qudum inside al-Hajj when you came first, now you still have to do it all inside al-Hajj. But if you did all the Qudum and try with it, on the 10th of the Hajj, you will do only one call. And then when you are leaving, you do other call.
The government will stipulate the delivery of the commitment for the Hajj. The those who don't have the commitment, and will still go on the what do you recommend?
I recommend that you do like all of them together. Go on the 9th. On the 9th, they are lying.
You don't know the full reward. Go on the 9th, being in Hanukkah.
If you want the full reward, pay the full money. Don't be foolish. You want to do the work and you want to do the work. The question is, those who could not have the permit to tafriya for Hajj, how will you command Hajj with them? I said, go on the 9th of the Hijra, in the day of Arafah. They don't stop anybody, especially after the war, near Asr, they don't stop nobody. Right? He said, will he be receiving the full reward? I said, what was the reward? Pay the full money. Pay money and give it to free. Go early, save me easy. Huh?
They are
I said, and some others, I was asked this question before. They say we live in Jibda and we have no holidays. We are in Jibda. We want to go on the day of Arafah and then next day come to Mina, Stone, Shave, go to Haram, Tawaf, and then come back to Jibda. Work. On the 9th, we go to Mina and stay nice there. Stop in the morning or sometime before Fajr. When you back to Jibda, I think this is not Hajj. This is Hajj. But Hajj Jibda. This is not Hajj. What do you do? What a Hajj in Jibda. If they go stay in Mecca, that's no problem because it's part of the Hajj. But you come out to Jibda, if you are not able, خلاص أخي, pass the day of Arab, alhamdulillah. Go on the day of Arab, do Umrah, and that's the finish, alhamdulillah. I don't think you did not mention that because that's why they think I mentioned it. I from the Muslim said Rasulullah Fasallam never fasted these 10 days. Salama in the Sunan, she said that he fasted Tis'ad al-Ijjah. Tis'ad al-Ijjah means the 9 days of the Ijjah. But many scholars say that it is not from the Sunnah to fast these days. If you want to fast, no problem, but not as what is today. All what they talk about on the 10 days of the Hajj, fasting. And they never mention the dhikr. Then they mention it, but nowhere. All what they are about is fasting these days. No, they are keen to fast. It's okay to fast. But don't يعني I would believe that all these days to be fast. No, that's not correct. Because as I just said, that she is one of his wives. And it's possible that 9 days, she's the only wife has 2 days with Rasulullah. 2 days. So how come 9 days, yani 2 days of them she cannot see him fasting? That's the how. Allah Allah. And they don't watch the Mecca. No, it's when they leave at all. When they leave at all. Because they are going back to Mecca. Allah, it is yani, a little bit yani, confusing because of Allah said, after Hajj, no one leaves Mecca except the Tawaf al-Wada. So it's better for them to go to Tawaf al-Wada and leave Mecca. And when they come back, if they perform Umrah or something, this will be good. Takbir is the sunnah is to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 3 times. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. All 2 times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. So, 3 times. La ilaha illallah, then Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. 2 times, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. No, I said there in Arabic, it's not from Sunnah. Yani people say, Allahu Akbar Kabira, Alhamdulillah Kabira, Subhanallah Mukratan wa Akula, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. This is all wrong. This is not from Sunnah. Not from Sunnah. Wa sallam wa rahmah. They have a question. Raise your hand if you have a question. There's no more question. I'm going to go to the house. وضعب على الله لمن تتعب نوغده كان يوميك شو زير المنا يدن يعني شكي يدن بلغ دبريه بكوبة هتشفرين فوقه تجو هذا فليه كتين منا او المكة during the day, and in the zikr, you go during the day where you stay, and then at night you come to Minnestone and tour around, to listen to a church of the night, and then you go back. Thank you. To Mecca? Yes, I'm telling you to go to Mecca. They are allowed to go to Mecca and... Because Mecca is still in the garden. Sure, because Musa sallam, he said that, and he told the Sahaba, insisted that they come off their haram because he did not go and bring their hajj with them and make it over. So it is not that is why he would choose it for them and why he wished it for himself. Some ulama say that what Allah chooses for him is better than what he chooses for his own. Would you Allah tell them? Which something that Allah doesn't like this? Not correct.
After.
When he came to Mecca, at that time he was in the Wahy, and that's why he did the khutbah. And by the end of the Sa'i, he did the khutbah. Okay? Right. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, wa and inshallah, we'll see you not next Friday, but the other day, inshallah. Tomorrow I'm going to meet you, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.